Aid workers in Sri Lanka's conflict-torn north today appealed to a visiting U.S. State Department official to help stop a rash of abductions and rights abuses blamed on both sides. The war between government military and Tamil Tiger rebels killed at least 65,000 people before a Norway-brokered ceasefire in 2002. But the peace process has steadily unraveled since December 2005, and air raids, bus bombings, suicide attacks, and jungle clashes have claimed an estimated 4,000 more lives. We spoke to Archbishop of Colombo, Oswald Gomez. He says the government should be pressed for a consensus view regarding a solution to the problem.
I believe that what is very essential at the moment for this peace process to get started is for the South to come with a consensus view on what they offer as a solution to the problem. Unless there is consensus in the South, and particularly the two major parties are agreed, there could be no solution because there is no subject for discussion. So I think our friends abroad should also emphasize that and press on the government to come out with a solution. Now, naturally, nobody will agree 100% on any solution. But if the two major parties are agreed, namely the government party and the chief and opposition party, then that should be an offer that they could make to the Tamil people so that after discussion, some compromise could be arrived at. So I believe our friends abroad, the countries that are favorable to Sri Lanka, should emphasize that fact.